Well, welcome back to day two of our 21-day journey. And I want to start by congratulating you for making it through one of the most difficult parts of any fast. That's the first day. Stick with it. The Lord is using this time for good in your life. You know, our theme for these 21 days is everyday relationship. And so the goal is to become people that move beyond a Sunday relationship with Jesus to an everyday relationship. And this first week, we're talking about everyday relationship through God's Word. Now, at the end of each day, we'll get into some of the practical steps to incorporating God's Word into our everyday lives. But before we do that, I want to start with some inspiration, unpacking benefits that God's Word brings to our lives. You know, in the early 2000s, there was a documentary that came out called Supersize Me. Remember this? This was a documentary that followed a man named Morgan Spurlock who set out to eat only McDonald's food for 30 days. And he had rules for himself to govern his eating habits. Rules like he had to eat all three meals a day from McDonald's, so breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He had to consume every item on the McDonald's menu at least once over the course of 30 days. Hello, McFlurry. He had to supersize the meal if it was offered to him. This is what they used to offer many years ago. But as you can imagine, at the end of the experiment, the 32-year-old Spurlock had gained 24 pounds, his cholesterol levels spiked by 65 points, and his body fat increased by 15%. In other words, he was in bad shape. And we've all heard the saying, you are what you eat. And to a degree, it's true. We will become weak and sickly if we only ever feed on fast food. And the same way our body needs nutritious food to be energized and strengthened, so does our spirit. Problem is, our spirits are often well-fed on the world and malnourished in the Word. And if we only consume and feed our spirit with the things of this world, TV shows, social media, video games, news, etc., our inner man will grow weak and sickly. But when we feed on the Word of God, we're energizing, building up, and strengthening our spirit. Look with me at what Jesus said to the devil when the devil tried to tempt Jesus. Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Part of what Jesus is saying here is that God's word strengthens us and brings life to our spirit in ways in which nothing else can. And I want you to notice that Jesus' response to the devil, this was his response to the devil in trying to tempt Jesus, which also tells us that when we are feeding on the Word of God, God develops in us the strength and fortitude to fight off the attacks of the enemy in our lives. Now, every time you come to the Word, will it be like a fine steak that just kind of blows your mind? No. Some days, it's kind of like a salad. There are some days where we don't walk away with some life-altering revelation. But that's okay. The point is, we're being fed. You know, I've always remembered the pastor who said, "I don't remember every meal I've ever eaten, but I got a good idea that without them, I would have starved a long time ago." And as we feed on the Word daily, it's like a meal that is strengthening our spirit, whether we realize it or not. So with that in mind, let's talk about one practical tip for developing an everyday relationship through God's Word. Here's the first tip. Start where you are, not where you should be. I heard one author share this, and I think it's a super helpful tip. You see, often in our zeal to get started, we can end up biting off more than we can chew. For example, when I first got married, I stopped lifting weights for a couple of years. I had done it all through high school and college for sports, but then, you know, I got married and I was like, forget this. But after a long layoff, one day I decided to go back in the weight room and start lifting. And instead of starting where I was, I immediately started where I thought I should be, as if I was still playing college athletics and training every day. So I went hard. I mean, I tried to do all the same weights for the same amount of reps when I was lifting regularly. And guess what? I got close to getting through a workout, but then I couldn't walk for the next 4 days. Not a winning strategy. I should have had the humility to be honest about where I was in my fitness and build a plan around it. So for example, if you rarely read God's Word, don't set a goal to read for an hour a day. That's probably a strategy that's doomed to fail because it's not reflective of where you are currently. It's more reflective of where you think you should be. So start with 5 or 10 minutes. And as you learn how to incorporate that into your life, you can begin to tweak the amount of time with the goal that wherever you land, it becomes a part of your everyday life. So let's choose everyday relationship through the Word. I'll see you tomorrow.